Blog Talk Radio.
Technical difficulties. You're now tuned in to TGIF Friday, the Everything Goes session on the TD Show. Yiddy! Pause, no homo. The jam line to hit us up is 347-215-8388. We'll be on live for an hour and 55 minutes. It'll be your boy JJ. I think Fresh to Death is coming by. Cubanita is coming by. And the crazy, wacky, perverted LE. SD is no longer on the show. And the six, as far as 6-4, 6-4 is on the show here and there. But SD is done for. So I have to change this up. But listen to three. Let's see. Listen to three of NYC's and one of North Jersey's and now one of Florida's realest, rudest, funniest DJs on talk radio. Tonight, 12 midnight to 2 a.m., where we will be playing all types of new and old music, as well as live check-in broadcasts from host Koba, Fresh to Death. And control the music and the phone lines and shout-outs is me, your dude JJ. Oh, Charlie Brown in the face-ass nigga. Then we got the crazy, sexy, Cubana immigrant, Cuba. The red-nosed pit bull rapper, pit bull in the face, F2D. In other words, Fresh to Death. Then we got the Fred Sanford and Son, the Fredro Star, Fred Flintstone in the mouth ass dude, my brother, L.E. And we might have Joy Money stopping by, oh, Oprah Winfrey and a face ass chick. But nevertheless, we will be holding it down. Just the technical difficulty show. If you have birthday shout outs or any shout outs you want, or you want to roast somebody, somebody pissed you off, or you just want to just shit on somebody, or you need advice, feel free to call us up. 347-215-8388. That number again is 347-215-8388. Alright, let me make sure. Let's see. It seems like my crew doesn't ever take the initiative to call up on their own. I always have to text them to tell them, hey, call now. It makes no sense, but we're going to get it together. So let me send this text message out and then start the intro, the new mix intro. Mixed up by DJ Prize. Let's see. Contacts. Let's see. Wet. And L.E. Hold on, people. Stay focused. Enjoy your money. L.E. Done. Next. Call now. Oh. It'll ease your money and wet. All right. With that said and done, with no further ado, we will start the show. Oh, by the way, I will be leaving here in about 20 minutes to go to Mikasa to light up so I can come back and be even funnier and do a bunch of dumb shit. Like I said, this is an open conversation, you know, the Everything Goes session. In other words, whatever comes to mind, we're talking about. If callers call up and they have something to talk about, or they something bothering them, or they was just curious about something, we'll answer their questions. We'll bring them part of the show, and we'll talk amongst them, and so forth. So, without further ado, let me get on to the show. This next, this is actually by DJ Prizmatic. He mixed this up for, especially for the technical difficulties show, and I want to give him big shout outs. He's calling from Strong Island, New York, other known as Staten Island, or it could be Long Island. You never know. Nevertheless, getting loud, baby. This right here is a serious mix. Keep it locked on the TD show. Pussy boy.
Bad.
Welcome to the TV show. Other known as Technical Difficulties. I'm your host with the most. I tried to think of something else to try him off of it, but obviously it didn't work out. Yeah, this is your boy JJ. Yes, we have Kuba and LE on hold. Let me unmute these people. My eyes are fucking burning. Ah. Good, man.
Yo, what's up? What is this, the Sean J show or the TV show?
The Sean J show? Nah.
What is this, fucking Queer Eye for a fucking straight guy show?
Why are you talking so loud?
What's up with that fucking house music that I heard earlier? I'm trying to talk over that bullshit. That guy, the fucking Three Stooges track he got playing. You know what I'm saying? Yo, can you turn that fucking, what is that nonsense? Turn that shit down, man.
What?
That whatever the fuck what is he saying?
He's saying a Millie.
What?
A Millie, that's Lil Wayne's new song.
A Millie?
A Millie.
Like a million?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, man.
You never heard the song before?
No, I never heard the song before.
Oh, wow. This guy's definitely in the sticks. I mean, hey, where's Frank?
Hold on.
What?
Where's Frank the Death at?
I don't know. I think he just got out of work. So he should be calling up in a few.
Where does he work?
Hey, nigga, you all hype and shit? What, they giving away government cheese?
For real? What the fuck?
What they giving
out? Right now?
What, are they giving away free ice or something? Free water ice? Free loaves of bread? You all hype and shit, nigga?
Hey, where does he work? Who, me?
Yeah, for loud as shit.
For real.
Oh, I'm loud?
Yeah.
I'm so used to being around loud tunes and screaming all day long. I'm sorry, my bad.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And you know what it is? It's because I got that fucking track in my ear, so I feel like I have to talk over the track.
Nah, that's not what it is, dog. Anyway.
There we go. See, now I can talk regular because I feel like I'm not talking over the track.
Such a trap. How about that one?
A milli. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, man.
You never heard the song?
No, I've never heard the song. Do you have the song? Why don't you play it so I can hear it?
Oh, you know, that's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the song. I'm actually going to play the song that I'm going to play the Cassidy diss.
Yeah, please.
Hey, Cooper, you don't mind, do you? You know, I kind of got nasty with Cooper today, and she didn't appreciate it.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I called her up and she was in the shower, but I was blowing her phone up because I didn't know if I was, if I was going to schedule a show or not. Because if no one was going to do it,
mm-hmm.
then what's the point of me scheduling it? So I'm blowing the phone up. She finally answered the phone after I sent a text message saying, "Okay, well, essentially no one's answering the phone, and forget it, I'm not going to do the show." She finally answered the phone.
Typical little fucking bitch, but go ahead.
Yeah, maybe catch your feelings, Tony. That nigga be catching feelings,
so
boy.
Like,
woo.
So it's like, she answers the phone, and I'm like, what the fuck? Are you going to do a show, yes or no? So I was in the shower. I said, oh, well, what the fuck, man? What happened? Are you doing a show? Yeah. And I hang up. So she texts me, you know, don't talk to me like that. I'm not no little kid. You know what I mean? You get punched in the face talking like that.
Wow.
No, threats, you know.
But, she's gangsta.
Yeah, she's gangsta.
She's gangsta. Yo, don't talk to my brother like that, all right?
Not even the point. The point that I was trying to make is that, you know what? I spoke to him at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And his fat ass was eating
mm-hmm.
at that time, or he was going to eat or whatever.
Okay.
So you want to call me 15 minutes before the show and, like, rush me? Where the fuck am I at? Why didn't you call me before?
Right.
Because you already knew what was going down. Just like
what
it
was
went
going
down last night. I mean, it's not a game.
Okay, the show was going on at 12, right?
Yeah.
So if you would have called me after 12 with that shit that I haven't called the show, then okay. But you called beforehand, talk about, where the fuck are you?
Because you don't understand. If I would have scheduled a show and no one would have showed up, that sleeping time I could be having, you know, at my house, sleeping, you know. Or some time that I can be eating.
Sleeping with your cats. With your cats.
Yeah.
You have to stay with your cats.
Exactly. You know?
He's just playing with his pussy.
With your cats licking your scrotum. Your scrotum.
Negative. You always going around some factors. Oh, by the way, SD, he's no longer on the show.
Why?
That nigga's out of here.
Why?
I think, I mean, being the fact that I actually, you know, take part in the doing,
mm-hmm.
he must take too much time into the doing. I know is that when we get big, he better not knock on the door. He should have been there when we were struggling, dog. Nah, it's just the fact that I asked him a couple times, you going to call the show? Matter of fact, I asked him. I said, hey, is 7 o'clock good for you? He said, yo, that's perfect, man. That's what I'm talking about. I can do a 7 to 9. I can do a 7 to 9. Are you
mm-hmm.
going tonight? Hell yeah, I'm calling. 7 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
No show. I call him on it. He hangs up. Next day, you going to do a show? Yeah, man, I call up. No call, no show. So it's like I'm not going to have him on the buddy list on MySpace and then have the big banner with special guest SD and Ill E. What's the point? So I have Danny Dan from that other show.
Okay.
She's going to make us a new banner. But she's
okay.
going to put the new member that we have, which is Fresh to Death, which is Kuba's nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And Kuba has some updated pictures, so we're going to, you know, we're going to dress up the banner a little bit and we're going to make a better page. We're going to have, you know, more pics of you, you know, especially on the banner. It's going to be bigger pics, though. And not
mm-hmm.
little small thumb prints or whatever. It's going to be L.E. It's going to be Fresh to Death. It's going to be Kuba. It's going to be JJ. We're going to do our thing. I mean, now, it's like, I understand that you can't call the show. But
all the time.
Yeah, but when we're light, when we're lit up, me, Kuba, and Fresh to Death, he gets it in. Like, we would have something to talk about and not talk about it at all, but it'd still be funny because we forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah.
And then you come in, and it's like, as people are laughing, we laugh even harder because of the shit that just comes out your mouth.
Right, because I'm an asshole.
Like, this guy, I forget what show it was, but I'm like, hey, what's up? The first thing that he says is, I want to give a big shout out to all the fat people with their belly hanging out because they got on a belly shirt. I was rolling. That's the type of shit we need on the show.
I also want to give a shout out to my brother for not paying the cable bill. I come in expecting to watch some sports highlights, and it's like, please call your cable operator. And I'm like, oh, great, nice.
Gee,
nice.
That sucks.
Got you, know, I'm working hard for nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you saw the new pictures?
No, actually, I haven't.
Oh, because I wanted to add them to the show.
Go on, you got the code.
Actually, I don't. I have to fucking...
That's amazing. How's Princess going to lick her kitten, and after she's done licking her kitten, growl at her? Alright, I'm going to have to play that shit on my iTunes.
Shout out to all the
people. Well, shout out to all the grown ass men that do nothing but smoke weed all day, and they live in their mother's basement. and have cars that don't have no registration or insurance.
Subliminal.
Huh?
So subliminal.
Yeah, subliminal. Shout out to those guys. Oh, and hang out with dirty ass niggas. Shout out to them. That smell like horse piss when they get back in the car.
Wow.
She said wow.
Subliminal.
Message. That's more like direct. That's more like direct.
that is direct.
And don't be a menace. Message.
Message.
Oh, did you think of Big Sexy today, huh?
Huh?
No, I'm talking to L.E.
Oh, it's crazy.
What?
I don't know what it is about her. Maybe because she's a Spanish big block. You know? I think that's this.
Yeah, I don't mean to cut you off, but this is the I'm going to give you the Amelie, but I'm going to give you the remix version. You know? This is
what?
Corey Guns. Listen to Corey Guns. This nigga's like, what, 20, 18, 19? He's Lord Tariq's son, or Peter Gunn, one of them motherfuckers. But,
I think he was his son, but go ahead.
All right, so your brother's spitting. He's spitting more than an Egyptian on a camel. Here we go. This is Amelie, Lil Wayne, Corey Guns.
Young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet in my mind. Cause I don't write shit, cause I ain't got time. For my second minutes, hours go to the almighty dollar in the almighty power of that chopper. Sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper. Got the Maserati dancing on the bridge, pussy popping. The coppers, ha-ha-ha-ha, you can't catch them, you can't stop them. I go by them goon rules. If you can't beat them, then you pop them. You can't man them, then you mop them. You can't stand them, then you drop them. You pop them, cause we pop them like Oberyn and Baca. Yeah, what the fuck are I'm ill. Wayne, I'm gone and yeah. A millionaire with them young money millionaires. Think you're Willie, Papa Willie in air. Mac Millie, the Millie in hair. I'm a rascal, don't get swap. I get rascal, don't get top. I get tackle, pass you with a flow. You can never put a break on, and a break on anything a nigga take on. Cause an apron, or my trait on, straight long. Go a nigga like a Macon, it's a Macon. With a bass gone, it's a bass gone. Like the Pistons on that chopper. Comma, custom, comma, Kazi. Drop, I rock with some Obama. Kelly in a mind, really with a nerve. Millie when I run, silly any time, fine. Chilly, giddy on a run, shitty on a dime. Penny on a line, plenty to me. And he's only bigger than a mini ever mind. I'm Billy and it's all off GPs and a PG. Walk by BB, need a freak. Walk by BB on a G. She walk by Weezy F. We be the best. 22 F. Prove me the less. Who be confess? You be the rest. Excuse me, I left.
DJ Keith.
I'm a young money millionaire.
really wanna nap. Y'all don't really wanna do it. If hip hop is dead, I am the embodiment to it. And I don't care who it be, I'm stepping to it.
Hey,
notice
hey,
I say
hey,
it. Hey. To me, it ain't shit. Get it. Call me with your light trick. Call me on my sidekick. Never answer when it's private. Man, I hate a shy chick.
Don't you
hate
a
shy chick? I had a plate of shy chick and she ain't shy no more. She changed her name to my chick. Yeah, boy, that's my girl. And she pops excellent up in Wayne's World. Totally, dude, you should see their faces when they see that this robot can move. And it say, yeah, and it go. I really get married, my young money, cash money, fast money, blue money, more money, never knew money, what is that, who is that, I never heard of it, I will take your picture and make a rest in peace, heard of it, someone take the beat and make a rest in peace, heard of it, because I killed it, I don't tell no one, you heard of me, it's like the beat was screaming, heard of it, and I'm a murderer. And he who don't believe, I'll make this dirt of him. Sherbert him. I mean, shame on him. Her, caught her, fought her, this rap thing. This is my race, gon' take a lap, man. We be babies, nursery, now gon' take a nap, man. Nap time. I holler back at you at snack time. Weeping. Yeah. Yeah, okay. They say I'm rapping like Big J and Tupac, Andre 3000. Where is Erykah Badu at? Who that said it gon' be Lil Wayne? My name ain't Vic, but I keep that flame, boy. Who that wanna do that, boy? I knew that you that spotter, and I be the now you got loose. I don't owe you like 2 hours.
Hey,
but I like for you to pay me by the hour. And I'd rather be pushing flowers than to be in the pen sharing showers. See, Tony told us this world was ours, and the Bible told us every girl was sour. Go play in a garden and don't smell her flower. Call me Mr. Carter or Mr. Lawnmower. Boy, I got so many girls like a Michael Lowry. Even Gwen Stefani, and she couldn't doubt me. Man, life just ain't life without me. Hip-hop just ain't hip-hop.
Lil Wayne is an asshole. He's definitely a fucking asshole. Like the shit that he talks about. But for E, this is the Cassidy version. He's coming at Lil Wayne pretty hard. It's funny as shit. Keep it locked, TD. You heard it first.
Back in the
day. Yeah. Yeah, the hustler, full speed, larceny family. Them awards rappers usually bring home, I ain't get. Cause I ain't shit and I ain't sell enough ringtones. You can't be the king on the throne unless you mess with Nels. I'm not a homo, so I don't expect to sell. But I expect to get respect, fuck record sales. If a nigga disrespect me, he could catch a shell. But for first degree, you get the death penalty. Your life without the possibility, that means death in jail. Unless you fell and rat on somebody else and put your body on somebody else, shit, that'll probably help. But if you snitch, just body yourself. Put the chrome to your own dome and homie yourself. Man, my style's so smooth that my trial made the news. I came home and spent a couple hundred thousand on some shoes. I'm a pimp, but I don't rock crocodile shoes. I pop the two and make a nigga crocodile food.
Yeah,
look at him. Yeah,
yeah,
what? I'm steady grinding, steady rhyming, steady puffing, steady drinking, steady thinking, steady hustling. Chicks niggas try and get, I'm already fucking. I'm steady piping, you steady wifing, steady cuffing. Dog, you just balking, talking very toughin'. Catch a case and start talking like Teddy Ruxpin. Homie said he had a body, but I bet he bluffing. He don't clap lead, that cat just a crackhead. And that shit right there, leave cats dead. I don't fuck with that, I'm just a hazing cognac head.
Yeah.
I used to stack bread before the heads was that big. That's why you hear my music bumping like blackheads. I don't think rap dead, but cats just done it wrong. I don't know what be going on when they done the song. I don't know why he even put that verse on the song. He probably high, and that shit he be done it strong. He been moved out the hood, he been gone too long. He don't know what's popping off, that nigga cotton soft. But I'm from Philly, we really letting them choppers off. You keep claiming you a hustler, who you copping off?
Huh?
Or who copping from you?
Huh?
What you knocking off? You don't sell nothing but records, nigga. Knock it off. Your girl mopped me off. Yeah, I knocked her off, and y'all start kissing like right after I dropped her off. Yeah, the hustler. Yeah, I feel like I'm better than ever right now. I mean, a lot of people don't hear as many punchlines and metaphors as they used to. But I feel like they was going to waste. I wasn't moving the units and making the money that I thought I was supposed to be making. So I felt as though I was putting them lines out for nothing. But any given time, I could jump right in my bag and embarrass anybody. Shout out to Lil Wayne, he putting pressure on them right now. And if you can't respect that, your whole perspective is wet. Straight up, scream at me. I'm out. Easy.
All right, cool. What you thought about that?
That was actually pretty funny. He really didn't say a whole lot of nothing, really.
Who?
Him.
You said a whole lot of nothing?
Yeah.
You didn't get what he was saying?
Yeah, but it was still a whole lot of nothing. He didn't make no big old diss or anything like that. He could have came at him a little bit better.
Huh?
He could have came at him a little bit better.
Yeah. I'm starting to realize I don't think he actually came at him at all.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it said where I got it from. But, you know, niggas always trying to start something or trying to make something pumped up. Yo, E. What the fuck, man? It's a fucking computer, man. I swear.
What, he fall asleep?
Nah, he's still on, but every time I unmute this nigga. All right, there we go. Yo, E. Yo, E. Fucking rescue ranger in the face ass nigga.
That shit says it's unmuted, right? But it takes a long time.
I mean, it's unmuted.
Ow.
Yo, E.
I'll tell you what's happening to me before. Where he was unmuted, but it wasn't going through. I don't know. Fuck! Damn!
What?
Fucking mosquito.
See, that's one thing I don't like about being out there. Some fucking mosquitoes. I'm good.
Yeah, well, I was in the fucking woods in a fucking barbecue, so.
Mm-hmm. Sure it was a barbecue?
Huh?
Sure it was a barbecue?
Yeah, my friends actually, they do it a fair in June, so they actually, oh, fucking asshole. They're doing a fair, so they're raising money and shit like that, because they're going to have, like, a float and shit like that in the fair and whatnot. And they do a barbecue every Friday, and they raise money. They sell, like, food and stuff like that, and that's how they raise the money for the carnival and stuff.
Yo, E.
It's pretty cool.
I was a jerk off, I swear.
Oh, wow. See if you can. Hold on. I'm going to try calling from my house phone. This bitch is fucking again.
Who?
This bitch is fucking again. My next door neighbor.
Oh, Lord.
And she's so fucking obvious about it.
Yeah, put that shit. I want to hear that.
I got a call from my house since I could put on speaker. I mute my house phone.
Hold on.
Yeah, wait for her to start up again. I just walked into my room and I heard that shit. I was like, wow. And the thing that kills me is if I hear it, imagine her fucking kid.
If she has a child?
Yeah. She's always saying, shut up! JJ, light up.
That's why I'm so quiet. I mean, I need to light up.
Light up what, nigga?
Your mother's drawers.
Oh, mom's drawers.
Yeah, nigga, what you was doing, man? I had to text this nigga for this nigga to come over back over.
Nah, I was on the phone with this girl, man. The Jersey girl.
Yeah.
She's actually on the phone right now.
Yeah, I was about to talk shit, too.
Hold on. I'm gonna call her three-way.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
She's always gonna block his number.
That what?
So I should have told this nigga to block his number. I'll prank
call
him.
Well,
hello?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hello?
Yo, this Cameron?
Yo, who this?
Yo, what a blood clot to me, who this? Yo, Bridget, where are you? Y'all fucking Pum Pum star.
Yeah, Pum Pum?
What do you mean? That's my Pum Pum mic, yo. Y'all dig out her stomach, star. You better watch yourself, star. I'm not gonna play again.
What's your Pum Pum, dog?
Yo, Bridget, me now I tell you again, star, that I'm my pussy. You have to, yo, watch yourself, star.
Who the fuck is you talking about, dog? What are you talking about right now?
Regin, word round yes, sir, is y'all mingle with my thing, star. Nah, take them type of things, star. Straight up and down, Regin.
Hey, yo, kiss my ass, blood clot.
All right, Regin, watch your kiss your star. Nothing to go on.
Get off the bitch dick, man. Fuck the bitch, man. She on my dick anyway. Why you call me about a bitch that's on my dick, Ross?
Yo, Virgin, rude boy shot and I'm play with them queen star.
Wait. Rude boy shotters, you done seen shotters and you done call me with this Jamaican shit, man. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Boy, we buck up, boy. Watch when we buck up, boy. Things are pop.
Yeah.
Virgin, disrespect the muscles. But now nah, take that lightly.
Fuck the fuck out of here.
Hey, yo, Fresh to Death is on the phone. I'm about to unmute this brother right quick. Let me look for this track, because you know how slow my shit be. Yo, E.
Yo.
Where's Shorty at?
I don't know. I thought she was there. Hold on.
You know you're high when you're chewing on your toenails and they taste good.
Ew. That's gross.
I'm chewing on them like it's a piece of steak.
Nah, you're
literally chewing on your toenails?
Yeah, I am. Why? My toenails.
That's disgusting.
Why? They mine.
Yeah, but your feet are corroded. You know, fungus and shit? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, Lord.
Boy. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
I had an idea.
call this gay club on Santa Monica and do LL's voice and shit and just call him and say you want to come through, but you want to sneak in through the back.
All right, so we're going to get this nigga on some homo shit.
Oh, you going to get that nigga on some homo shit.
You're from restaurant, Andy speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, what's up? Can I speak to the manager, man?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What?
Can I speak to the manager?
May I ask who's calling?
This is LL Cool J.
LL Cool J?
Yes.
He's not here at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yeah. Well, who am I talking to?
This is Andy, the bartender.
You doing, man? Listen, I wanted to come by tonight. I mean, is it regular, like, club night at the club?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I wanted to come by tonight, you know, just kind of by myself and, you know, come into the club. But the thing is, you know, me being who I am, can I slide it through the back, man?
You would have to call after 9 p.m. and talk to the security. The security guys don't get here until 9 p.m., and I don't have any communication with them.
How long are you going to be there?
I'm only here till 8.
All right, what if I come in actually a little bit early and you meet me there? Can you slide me in the back? I mean, you know, I just don't want nobody to see me. You know, I'm really like, you know, I want to... Is it Filipino night?
No.
It's not Filipino night?
No. And
is there a night when you have, like, a lot of Filipino boys
there?
That
would be Friday night.
Friday night?
Yeah.
If I come there Friday night, can I slide in the back?
You just got to call in and talk to them about special arrangements.
Listen, I don't know if you understand, but... You know where I'm coming from, right? I mean, you know that I'm being a celebrity and everything. It's like, I don't want to unblow my image as a ladies' man, because LL stands for Ladies Love Cool James.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, this is a new thing I'm trying.
Do you want to,
You know, I know it sounds crazy,
call
but...
You if you wanted to give a number, but I can see...
I mean, why can't I work through you?
I'm sorry, what?
Is there any way I can work it through you?
Not through me, no.
I mean, because... Last time I did this, you know, I gave people guava oil. Is there any way that, you know, I could... We got to work this out because this is new for me.
Well, the only problem is I have no control. I'm just the bartender during the day.
All right. What are your day hours? What do you work?
Noon to 8.
All right. If I can come in today, you know, before the end of the day, can we privately talk so we can discuss what goes on in the club? Because I need help. I want to come in on a late night with a hoodie on. Sit in the dark booth.
You can always do that.
Well, can I? How much longer are you gonna be there today?
Till 8.
What time is it now?
It's 6:30, I believe. 6:45.
If I can get there by 7:30, could you hang another? Could you hang an hour shift with me?
I can't stay after 8. No.
Oh, this is LL, man.
Well, I realize
I can
that,
give you tickets to my next movie.
How do I know it's all?
Believe me. This is highly undercover.
Okay, if you come in at 7:30, I'll
this was hard to do.
The problem is you're talking to the wrong guy, because I don't have any control over anything.
I need a girl in my... Hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry, bad disconnection. Could you say that again, please?
I am not in charge of anything. I'm just the daytime bartender.
Mama said... Oh. Hello?
Yeah, call at 9.
All right, what's your name?
Andy.
Andy.
Yeah.
Andy. Mine is LL.
Yeah.
Yours is Andy what?
Andy. Andy B.
You sound like somebody I can have a good time with.
Yeah. I got to go make drinks, though. Call it 9.
Have you ever put coconut oil on your calves?
What's that?
This was hard. Oh.
You said I want to put coconut on your calves.
Coconut oil on your calves. Oh, Lord. It was Aries Spears. Oh, man, I should have shot out. Nigga said, the last person that did this for me, I gave him guava oil. Mama said, oh. That's Cuba's idol. She loves him from LL.
Mm-hmm. He just came out with a new song, too.
I don't know why. He needs to stop.
Mm-mm.
It's like, there's a couple of rappers out there that just need to let it go. LL Cool J is one of them. Then we got X to the Z. That nigga's doing a damn car show. Let it go. Enjoy your money and just retire. Coming out with a new CD.
Yo, call Joy Money. Call Joy Money.
Special Ed. You got to call her because I got a tie because,
Call Joy Money.
My mama's long distance is off, so I had to call the show from my cell phone.
Yo, call Joe Money. Call Joe Money.
Okay, I'm calling her now. Ring, ring, ring. This number is out of service.
I said ring, ring, ring.
So our number's out of service.
Yeah. Yo, I'm going to chew my nail, like my toenails. Like I chew a bunch of them. I just want to go in the mall and see the first person I see and just spit my shredded toenails all in their face. Just because. Fresh to death. I believe it was fresh to death. 561 area code. Called in and he didn't want to wait, so he hung up.
Maybe the phone died.
Or maybe the phone died.
Or maybe he's an ignorant spick.
Ooh.
Maybe. Just maybe.
I think it's number two.
Why are you so pissing at everybody? Why are you such an angry bitch? I got me some buffalo chicken pizza today. That shit was off the chain. I feel sorry because I had a pizza store. I missed food and it was actually the wrong store. You know, I need my cell phone number.
You know what's off the chain? Your cholesterol.
Oh, yeah? You know what's off the chain? Your hairline.
Oh, boy. Listen, I'm trying to follow your lead, partner.
Well, you're not too far from it. You're right around the motherfucking corner.
You know what's crazy, dog? Is that
your hairline? What?
My sexiness. But I'm sexy. I'm like a guy from one of those Bowflex commercials.
You Billy Blanks.
Nah, nigga, you're more like the guy from the Head-On commercial, nigga. Head-On, Head-On, Head-On. I can't stand that commercial, but your product is amazing. Fuck out of here. Some high-ass nigga must have found one of them glue roll sticks, rubbed it on his head, and said, oh, you get rid of your head? Now they came up with this shit and put Head-On on it when it's really glue.
Does it work?
I don't know, nigga. Ask your grandma, man.
What?
I went to the barbershop the other day. This nigga had a worse head than mine. What I mean by that is this nigga had patches. Like, I had patches, but his shit was fucked up. This nigga had a nerve to, come on, first of all, you don't come to a black barber knowing your shit is fucked up and asking dumb questions. This nigga went in. It's like, yo, this is the deal. I want you to just take a little bit off the top. Niggas started rolling. Like, a little bit off the top? Nigga, you ain't got shit. Nigga, you got patches. You talking about a little more off the top, man. All you have is a little on the top. He's like, nah, man, you trying to be funny and shit? Nah, man, let me get like a little hairline or something. He's like, nigga, you want me to make you an imaginary hairline? He's like, yeah, it's oh, my Lord. This brother, nigga, just let it go. Like me, I go to the barbershop. I'm like, look, man, just line my facial hair up. What do you want me to do with the top? Oh, you trying to be funny, nigga? Take all that shit off.
I don't even have any facial hair.
Bro?
I said, I don't even have any facial hair.
It's funny, because I used to want facial hair, and when I got it, I'm like, oh Lord, I'm gonna tell you, we're gonna talk about MySpace fiends. And a MySpace fiend is someone that would, you know, say they have like their background on their page, their background will be one thing, and then 2 hours later, you go to check the page, and it's something different.
and the next day is something different. Like, they have no life. They change their shit. Also, for display pics, you know, 1 minute it would be one thing, like, you know, Cuba and her nephew. And then right now it's just Cuba in a black dress or skirt, whatever.
What are you talking about? It's me and my nephew.
No. I see something different. I see you with a bright-ass Kool-Aid smile. You must be drunk as shit. And you have something black covering your tatas.
That's the black top that I have on. But, no, actually, I have me and my nephew on. So I don't know why you see that pic, but...
Well, then you had it before then.
Maybe, yeah, I think I had that before. I mean, I don't change my background like that, but... Yeah, I want to add the pics to the thing.
Oh, yeah?
To the show, yeah.
Don't you got the password?
No.
Don't you got the password, jerky guy?
I don't have the password.
The nigga said who?
Where password?
Where at?
You want the password for my thing?
No. I'm talking about her. Like, she wants the show password. You know what? I think I'm gonna stick with the 7 to 8:30. Cause I'm tired of waking up late to go to my store. And most importantly, I'm tired of sleeping here. I'm so damn tired that I don't want to drive home. That's funny.
I'm gonna get some internet in your house.
You know what? If the day I do that, I'm never coming out. Xbox and the show? Oh, I'm never coming out. My associates. I don't call them my boys. My associates. Yo, dog, come on. Yeah, let's go. Let's go to the club. Nah, dog. I'm playing Xbox. Oh, no, you're a fag for that. Whatever. I'm playing Xbox. Hey, yo, E. Yo, E. This guy's a faggot. You want to know why he's gay, Cuba?
Why is he gay?
Because instead of saying he has to go on the phone, you know, like regular normal people,
mm-hmm.
He sends me a text message saying he's got to go. That makes any sense.
He can't say that he got to go, like, on the phone.
Yeah, like, he has to text me. What a fact. What's up?
Oh, man, nothing much. Nothing much. It's fucking, I'm still tired. I think I still had a fucking hangover from fucking yesterday.
Well,
actually, this morning, fucking,
if
we were getting free drinks.
If all you drank was Grey Goose and Red Bull, you should have.
Nah. No, see, that's the thing. It started out like that, and then he fucking started giving me some, like, blue drink and shit like that. And,
nah,
you know,
that's what
first, we started out with, then we had Patron shots.
Oh, Patron guy, right, but I mean, you gotta stay with
Nah, I think it was the mix. Listen, I think it was the mixture because that shit had me. First of all, the first couple we were getting free drinks, and the guy looked me out because he wasn't supposed to give out Grey Goose for free, but he was like, "Psst, I'm gonna hook you up." I was like, "All right." He's
now, why
like,
"Hooking you up?"
I don't know. I think he was just looking at me and be like, "All right, fuck it."
Hold on. Stupid ass over here. Hold on.
the hell is he doing?
You're a fag too. Turn down the music. How do you hear that?
He's probably on the computer.
To get in her pants. What? Oh. He can hear everything you're saying. And he's saying that he's saying that the guy hooked you up because he wanted to get in your pants.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's funny because every time I'd go by the bar, if he was on the other side, he'd definitely run to the other side and try to attend me. I was one of the first, like, as soon as I get, I was walking to the bar, and he'd already be over there. He was the only one that took care of me the whole night.
He said, again, he wanted to get in your pants. Oh, no. He's saying he wanted to get in your pants again.
Again?
Oh, no. Yeah, he's trying to say you a slut.
Alright. Just because he didn't get it to get into my pants.
Ooh. I thought you didn't wear pants.
Sometimes. Yeah, look at this pic. Hold on, tell me what you think about this pic. Oh, shit, hold on, where'd it go?
I thought we should change the subject. I guess it is again, huh?
Tell me what you think about this pic. Man, if you took this pic this morning when we got home, I fucking love it.
He said he did get in your pants. You're lying. I don't understand why is he texting
what?
It and not talking it?
It's a bag.
That's
why he didn't get into my pants, because he would have texted me.
Ooh.
Instead of doing something.
This guy's fast. He is a woman. Oh, he said you never denied it. He said, yeah, there you go, laugh it off.
Denied what?
That he got in your pants.
No, he ain't getting in my pants.
Hmm. I think he did. Kind of quiet,
though. Huh?
He said, nah, he
didn't
get in my pants. The way you answered.
No, he didn't. He didn't get in my pants.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. He was ugly.
Huh?
He was ugly.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not into, like, the raver style. With the mohawk type shit. He had, like, those faded mohawks.
He said, you and Melissa threesome. Guy's a bitch, man. He's sending text messages back to back. And he said, you wish he was ugly.
That what?
You wish he was ugly.
No, I had a fat bastard too after me yesterday too.
Hmm?
I had a fat bastard after me yesterday too.
Oh, sloppy bastard.
Yeah.
Oh, mayonnaise jar.
He was huge as a house. Nice people, though. Cool people. They call them fun. Cool people, but huge as a motherfucker.
I'm changing the show to 90 minutes. And I thought it was going to be, you know, big audience. No one promoted.
Well, I was waiting for you to call me back, so.
He's hair gone. Fresh to death. Nowhere to be found. I don't really have the energy because I'm not blazed. It's like, now I see what you go through. Because it's like, now I'm pissed off. I'm pissed because I didn't smoke at all today. They got me pissed off.
That's got you pissed off?
Yeah.
Like, it relaxes you.
It does, right? It makes you feel like, ah.
Yeah, like, cool. Like, let me close my eyes and just chill back as my soul is being lifted out of my chest. When you don't have it, you're like,
oh, shit. That's so funny. That's really funny. Because now you know what I go through. Now you know how I feel.
Yeah. I want to know why.
And now you're going through the same motions.
Why do you have cotton mouth?
I guess the smoke.
You know what sucks? I thought that when you smoke, marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that if you used a bong, you wouldn't get cancer. Or I found out that it doesn't matter. It sucks. Because I thought the tobacco or the paper.
Yeah.
The tobacco or whatever gives you cancer. Cause cancer. I was told that weed is natural, so therefore you can't get cancer. But I was told by Cuba that you still can. And that sucks. Now, explain to me, how can you when tobacco is the leading cause for cancer?
Well, it is the leading cause. Never says it's the only cause.
You mean tell me the Indians, when they smoke a peace pipe, they get cancer?
Probably. I mean.
Probably. Oh, probably. Oh, for sure. Okay. That's
I don't
know
for sure.
That's all I need to know.
But,
so who makes you think that just the smoke is going to give you cancer?
Because it's the whole smoking part. It's the whole you burning that shit, the chemicals that you burn.
Really?
It's
okay, well, oh, because of smoke? All right, well, hey, I better not cook my pizza too hot. God forbid it.
Let me tell you something.
And
you want to know something? You want to know something? Every time you put something in the microwave, yeah, you're intoxicating yourself.
Really?
You're causing radiation and shit like that, and you're causing
cancer.
Every
time you walk outside, you're intoxicating yourself, okay? Don't give me that shit.
And that's true, too. Oh shit, I never thought I'd see the day where fucking JJ's hooked on weed.
Yeah.
And then upset because he can't do it.
Word.
It's so funny. It's really, really funny. So at this point right now, if they told you that next month they were going to drug test you and you had to stop for a whole month, could you? Would you want to?
I wouldn't want to,
you'd be pissed off about it? You would,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You'd be pissed off,
I'm
right?
I'm not hooked to the point where I'm like, oh my God, I need it. But,
you are.
No, I'm not. But I would like it, I would like it to be there for me, but I'm not, stressing out. Oh my God, I'm going to kill myself if I don't get it.
Well, listen, you're not going to fucking suck dick for weed, you know what I mean? It's not a coke habit like that or anything, but...
I used to suck dick for coke. I haven't heard this in a long time. Wait, you said you like Linkin Park, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play this for us, since we're holding the show down right now. We have 19 minutes. I'm going to play this for us. This is Linkin Park. We play everything. Reggaeton, rock, rap, funny shit, all types of shit. What I've done, Linkin Park, you lock in a TV show. What's that? We'll be right back.
con las manos. El que todo lo pega. Sorprendente, pero el tiempo no te ha cambiado, sigue siendo el mismo.
Duty, yo. While up in the club like we wild in the studio. You don't wanna violate, nigga, really and truly, yo. My main thug, nigga named Julio, he moody, yo. Type of nigga that'll slap you with the Tulio. Bitch, nigga, scared to death, act fruity, yo. Fuck that, look at shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way she shake it make me wanna get all in the booty, yo. Top list, just sit there banging bitches and videos. While I'm with my freak like we up in the freak shows. Hit you with the shit, make you feel it all in your toes. Hot shit, got all you niggas in wet clothes. Style like my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you fucking with lyrical player pros.
Do
like
you really
that.
Wanna party with me? Let me see just what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me see just what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
And God we trust. Yo, it's a must that you heard of us. Yo, we murder us. A lot of niggas is wondering and they curious. How me and my niggas do it is so mysterious. Serious, told them my niggas is serious. Shook niggas be walking around fearing us. Front nigga like you don't wanna be hearing us. Gotta listen to how radio be playing us. 30 times I think she to make you delirious. Damaging everything all up in your areas. Yo, it's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. Throw them between the ass when they wanna carry us. If you good, then I hit them off with the alias. Barrier, chickens, they wanna marry us. Yo, it's flip mode, my nigga, you know we bout to bust. Seven figure money, the label preparing us. Fight the dust instead of you making the fuss. Niggas know better cause there ain't no comparing us. Mad at us, niggas, is never we fabulous. Hit my people off with the flow, that be marvelous. Oh shit, my whole clique victorious. Taking no prisoners, niggas, we straight up warriors. Why you feeling that? I know you be feeling so glorious. Then I bless and reminisce on my nigga notorious.
Well, like that, wanna party like that, 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 that. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me see just what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
Hands in my eyes to see. You got 6 minutes left in the TG show. Goodbye.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Nothing really.
You was sleeping, wasn't you?
No. I wasn't sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wasn't sleeping.
What were you doing?
Smoking.
Oh, man.
You hating because I'm smoking?
People, I'm sorry about nah, I'm not hating. So I apologize about the show. You know, we was having technical difficulties with our staff. But, I don't think we're going to be doing a Saturday show. I don't know. We'll keep it posted. Here's over myspace.com/THE_TD_show. It's your boy JJ, your girl Kuba, L.E., big shout out to 6-4, Joy Money, Danny Dan, Ace Money. Also, big shout out to the new member, Fresh to Death, holding it down. He's probably right now pimping somebody, pimping a chick with the backside of his hand. It is what it is when you're fresh. I'm going to... I think, what song was I going to play? I was going to play some more high. Oh, yeah, this is some brand new song. These two Spanish women. Yeah, it's got a nice little beat to it. This is it? Nah. It's got a nice little beat to it. Well, I'll play, you know, just to smooth things out. You got any last minute shout outs, Kuba?
Shout outs to Florida. Everybody chilling at the clubs.
That's it?
That's it.
I want to give a big shout out to Cinco de Mayo. everyone, don't drink and drive, but party it up. Party like you've never partied it before. But once again, don't drink and drive. I mean, that shit's not cool. Because just my luck, you motherfuckers would bang out in my car, and then you really got a problem. So,
are you going out for Cinco de Mayo?
Eh, I don't know. I was thinking about it, but I really don't have the money for that. I got to start saving. So, I'm actually saving within 10 years. I'm going to be in an $800,000 home to $1 million.
That's what's up.
Yeah. This is brand new by Prima J. Corazon, you're not alone. Like I said, keep us posted. We'll keep you posted. Make sure you hit us up with comments. Add us as a friend. We're definitely a movement on the rise. This is TD Show signing out. The song is going out to all the lovely ladies and all the lovely couples and all the lovely families out there holding it down wherever you are. Thank you for showing support. And I gotta bless the haters. Thank you for hating, because we are where we at because of you. And check this new song out. Tell me how you like it next time you come on. Cool, well, you tell me how you like it afterwards.
Alright.
Don't worry, you're not alone. Better old days ago. I promise you it'll get better. Sometimes I just don't get it, and I don't know why. Your heart all up in it, and it still don't fly. Girl, I know. Yeah, I know. Sometimes you're feeling so low, when you gotta maintain. 9 out of 10 of them run the same game. Girl, I know. Yeah, I know. Don't worry, you're not alone. Baby, those days are gone. I promise you it'll get better, better. But I thought I'd. Don't worry, you're not alone. Baby, those days are gone. I promise you it'll get better, better. But I thought. He acts like your man, but he got girls on the side. Can't make you hide, but the truth don't lie. Girl, I know. Yeah, I know. Don't run away, keep it real with yourself. Do it for you, not for nobody else. Girl, I know,
I know, I know.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry, you're not alone. Baby, those days are gone. I promise you it'll get better, better. But I thought, I thought, I thought. Don't worry, you're not alone. Baby, those days are gone. About bailing out, I'ma make it better. Don't worry about falling down, we'll get through this together.
Corazon, corazon,
no, no, you're not alone.
Corazon, corazon,
you know the days are gone. When you're thinking about giving up, don't you keep on running. Staying tall, keep it real, Project gon' keep you going.
Corazon, corazon,
no, no, you're not alone.
Corazon, corazon,
don't worry, you're not alone.
No, no.
Take care. Good night, Cuba. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, L.E. Good night, Fresh to Death. Good night, 6-4. Good night, fans. Good night, haters. Good night, Block Talk Radio. Good night, Tom from MySpace. Good night, world. Later.